A law professor might pattern the facts in an exam question this way. Hungry Horatio Hollingsworth opens a box of fried chicken wings from the local fast food establishment, and there among the wings, peering back through the batter, is a fried chicken head, comb and beak intact. Horatio, no longer hungry, comes to you for legal advice. Discuss. A law student might chuckle with amusement at her witty professor and then begin to write, but this is no exam question. It's gut-wrenchingly real and happened to an unsuspecting would-be chicken eater in Virginia just a couple of weeks ago. But for everyone's sake, we'll pretend it's just a law school hypothetical. An A paper in a contracts class would probably include a discussion of two aspects of contract law, both important to any contaminated food analysis. The first, the foreign natural distinction in breach of implied warranty cases. When some courts look at a hypothetical chicken head, they attempt to figure out if it's something that would naturally appear in the place it did. And if the thing is natural to any of the product's ingredients, the chicken head finder loses. Compare a chicken head in a box of chicken wings, then, to the following list of things courts have found to be natural. Cherry pits in a pie, prune pits in prune butter, a chicken bone in chicken pie, bone slivers in a pork chop. Then compare the facts with the far more troubling second prong, the product foreign to the foodstuff at issue. A fine example from a recent, well, we'll say hypothetical, a tiny screw in a stick of chewing gum. The man with the broken teeth won. More hypotheticals? A cockroach in a can of soup, a wire in some cake, a disturbingly large number of rodents in soda pump bottles across the land, a hypodermic needle in a steak, buckshot in some ham, a toe in some chewing tobacco. You get the idea. After comparing those lists, a court in a foreign natural jurisdiction might find, then, that a chicken head is completely natural and not foreign to a box of wings. It's all part of the bird, I can hear the defense attorney say. And that troubling possible outcome is why some states use another test, the second one a law student would write about, the reasonable expectation test. The defense wins if a jury finds that the plaintiff should have reasonably expected the item to be in the foodstuff, and there's no big emphasis on natural occurrence. In an Illinois case, for example, the court found that sure, shells are part of nuts, but we needn't think carefully before we chew a nut-laden candy bar. Shells aren't something we should reasonably expect to find there. Just as a chicken head and some chicken wings is something we would not expect to find. As if we need it, there's support for that notion in a 30-year-old pearl in an oyster case from Oklahoma, rejecting the foreign natural test. Where would we draw the line for what we find acceptably natural, the court asked. And then, as if to stun the reader with disgust, this rhetorical question, we might label a bone in some chicken soup natural, but what about a beak? Perhaps the case most on point, troublingly close, in fact, to our chicken head hypothetical, is one from Maryland from a few years ago. A woman went to a local fast food establishment, disturbingly a different chain from the one involved in the chicken head case, and ordered chicken wings. She then found amidst the wings a chicken aorta. She sued, and the trial court let the issue continue on over the restaurant's objections. Bottom line, one just doesn't reasonably expect to find an aorta in an appetizer. Expect the chicken head case then to end up in court and on some law school exams. Law students will chuckle at their professor's creativity until they open the newspaper, or perhaps until they open their next box of chicken wings. I'm Amy Guida.